November. The gnomes of November will arrive in December to help with the cares of the year. The seeds for the concept of November were found within the creativity and heart of a friend. She sent me gnomes, which led to sudden world-building thoughts on my side and sparked a microfiction, which I shared in return. The next thing I knew, she was asking me if I thought my Tea of the Month humans would appreciate gnomes, and that conversation grew into November. This year has been heavy and roller coastery, and it shocks me that we are only in September. And while there have been some positives, it has felt like it could use a little whimsy and that people living through it could use a little care. Thus, November, a month where the Tea of the Month Club shipments, both standard and curated, will be warded and watched by a semi-randomly chosen hand-knit by the aforementioned friend, Gnome. I say semi-randomly because, as they will be chosen as part of the Tea of the Month Club, I will be armed with your surveys when doing the choosing. We guarantee gnomes for all current subscribers, as well as for the first 20 new signups. This applies to both standard monthly subscriptions as well as to any of the 6 to 12 month prepaid sets. When we reach 20 new signups, subscriptions will be closed until I reassess the manageability of things, though we may open it back up for more at a later date. The window for subscribing and receiving a gnome will end on the 15th of October. I apologize for only giving you about a month. That's on me and my response to this summer. I do ask that you include the code GNOMEVEMBER in your checkout, and as a hashtag keyword if you decide to spread the word about our project on social media. Tagging me would also be helpful. I can be found as Sage Natural on Blue Sky, Instagram, and Twitter. For further information about the standard Tea of the Month Club, you can read this post. But the short version is that each month I choose a tea that feels like it fits the sense of the month. Often, this has meant creating a new blend specifically for the month in question. The chosen tea is then sent out with a letter that explains the whys and hows and wherefores of it and how it attaches to the month. And sometimes to current events, at least as far as their emotional impact. As per my accessibility standards for the website, the letter also gets recorded so that those who access the heard better than the written can acquire the information via their preferred method. You can find a pattern for the gnome, created by Imagined Landscapes, as well as many more ways to integrate gnomes into your fiber life, including a sweater that is goals, here. I hope you enjoy the rabbit hole. I certainly did. In closing, I leave you with this image, and I do hope to see you for the work of November.